me center myself because I was off center.
I mean, if that's what we're going, I mean, we're just gonna just. I'm gonna say it for y'all. How dare you be gone for days and weeks and not say nothing? How dare y'all?
Y'all, life was lifing. Like life was for real life. Don't you know when you go to school and you miss a couple of classes and it's like, there's no good excuse. No, we had great excuses.
We had great excuses.
I mean, not sharing them, but.
No, not at all.
They're valid.
They're very valid. They're
valid excuses.
You probably won't even have any viewers today.
No, it's cool. First of all, it's the Christmas holiday.
It's the Christmas.
It's the holiday season for that.
Everybody out shopping, or they finally just got off of work and they're ready to chill out for the next week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever. So yeah, I get it.
We got people coming on. Even during the holiday season.
Even during the holiday season, somebody love us.
Of course, my wonderful husband that asks every single day. Even when I was down and out.
That's terrible.
You still doing a show?
That's terrible. That's terrible. No one got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, you can always guest host. You know that, right? Since you want to have show come on so badly. You can guest host.
Listen. I live for the day that the show is automatic.
I live for it.
Hi, Professor Brittany.
Hi, Professor Charles.
Well, hi, y'all. Welcome to Dating University, where we discuss the good,
the bad,
and the ugly
of all things dating and relationships.
Even the breaks.
It's like riding a bike. Like, I really thought we were going to mess up the intro, but once you get it up here in this cranium, it never leaves. Like riding a bike.
Absolutely.
I
missed you, too. I missed you, too.
And I'm sure you missed us. Like, we missed you all.
Absolutely. 1,000%. Listen, like we said, man, life took a couple of very hairpin turns.
Oh my gosh.
And we did not have seatbelts on.
No. I will say 2023 threw some major curveballs. Some major curveballs that I would have never expected.
Yeah.
Never expected.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I didn't expect stuff to happen the way they happened. You know, but that's life. That's what we deal with. That's what we, you know, I hate to say that we're built for it, but we are.
Yeah.
You know, and especially around this time of year, a lot of people are dealing with a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of missed loved ones.
Yes.
You know,
the
winter blues, people are losing loved ones.
Yes.
You know, like freshly, and you know, it takes a toll. So taking your breaks are necessary. Like what we had to take a break.
It
was unplanned.
Yeah.
Like we had quite a few, you know, bangers of shows in the can. Ready to rock and roll every week, all the way up until this week, today, tonight.
Crazy.
And this would have been the last show before we went on to our holiday break. But, you know, with everything that was going on, coming to you all, as transparent as we are.
Yeah.
You know, these things that happen with us are a little more private, a little more.
For sure.
Internal. Sure. So we won't share the details of it, but like anything, it's like having that break that you need is necessary in order for you to be efficient.
Yeah.
Because y'all know what it looks like when one or both of us are off our game.
Yeah.
On live, on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we don't want to do that. We don't want to bring that energy to you guys.
Oh man, hell no.
So
hell no.
You know, and you know, I don't want to be crass about what I'm going to say, but it's a reality in it. This show, while we love doing it and we love the fact that y'all love that we do this show, it's not our main breadwinner yet. So therefore, when it's time or is, you know, life comes at you and we got to take a break, you know, we pray that you give us that grace.
Yeah.
To deal with what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we come back when we come back.
Yeah. That's real. I don't think there's anything crass about that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pay our bills. We both have full-time jobs. We are both full-time spouses. Mm-hmm. We both have outside activities, different organizations, building other things up. We love Dating University. This is our baby. This is our brainchild. We love this brand more than you'll ever know. But if you knew what we went through in the past 3 months, I've seen what hell looks like. Yeah. I've literally seen what hell looks like.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't wish the last 3 months on any of my enemies. I only have two, right, but I would not wish what I went through on either of those two people.
Yeah.
And those were weeks where Saturday came and Saturday went by. And I'll be honest, Dating University wasn't even at the forefront. It wasn't even in the back. It wasn't even on my mind.
Right.
But when you're in hell and you feel like the walls are caving in and it is super hot and you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, you don't care.
Yeah.
And that sounds so mean.
It sounds mean because, you know,
you're in hell, you don't have the luxury to you don't have the bandwidth to care about what else is going on around you. You don't have the capacity. You're right. You don't have it. You don't have it.
You know, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Even the five of y'all who are looking at us right now, we love y'all.
we usually
have like double digits, you know, and all that other stuff. But you know, we love y'all. We really do appreciate y'all.
And you know what? To some of our daters, there's some of y'all daters that are watching. I have no problem. Because a lot of our followers, we have our faithful few that are like our core rock with us. But just for the sake of privacy, in the sense that a lot of people watch the playback, I don't want everybody in the playback knowing.
Yeah, you know.
I don't mind sharing it with a few of our faithful few.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, I get it, and we thank you, Andrea, for that. We really do, you know. And it's so wild how both Brittany and I started dealing with the stuff that went on with us.
Hell,
damn near about the same time.
Hell,
yeah.
Hell.
Like, it's so crazy how that happened. You know, and you know, and even then we both gave each other that space and that grace. I didn't bother her while she was going through her thing.
Nope.
She didn't bother me while I was going through my thing.
Yeah, nobody bothered anybody.
Right. We checked in, made sure we was good, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We seen each other at a couple little things, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would want the rest of the world to do, is to give, you know, the space and the grace to everyone else. It's like, we hold all these imaginary people up to standards and everything. We like, yo, we talked about it. We talked about no Cheesecake Factory. We talked about the passport, bro. We talked about all of that stuff. In the long run of it, none of it.
Yeah,
none of it matters, you know, and that's what we want. That's why we want y'all to really get out of the show. We're not about the dividing. We're not about that. We're about unifying. We're not about, yes, we will talk about it without question. We are definitely going to talk about it because, hell, if it's the pulse, if it's what's popping, if it's what's hop, you know, popular at the moment, yes, we're going to talk about it. That's what we do. But, yeah, we're going to, yeah. I mean, we want everybody to give each other that grace and that space to,
yeah,
take care of their own selves.
And you know what? I think in 2024, our shows are going to make you uncomfortable. I'm in a state now where I'm uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable. And I'm not used to feeling that way. I'm so used to being in control. I'm so used to being like, this is how I want my stuff to be. And if it's not that way, we're going to try it again. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let my foot up until I get what I want. But I'm in a season now where I don't have the luxury of having a choice.
Yeah.
It's like God truly is in control. And I'm very uncomfortable with that. If I can be honest, I'm in a very uncomfortable season.
And that's real. That is so, so real. You know, without, you know, getting, you know, too far off topic, you know, it's something that's been being taught to us in church over the last like month and a half. It's like managing the tension.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, you have a position. Yes, you have a vision of where you're going to be, but sometimes in between.
Yes. Yes. It's not linear.
That space sometimes is hard. Space.
Yeah. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I really don't like that. Yeah. I'm, you know, people say, Brittany, it'll be a testimony after this. And I know I received that, y'all.
Listen,
and I'm in a very uncomfortable place.
Yeah.
And am I sad? No, I'm not sad. I'm uncomfortable, but I'm not sad.
I get you.
That's still a very icky feeling.
Yeah,
and I feel like our shows in 2024 will be icky. It will make you feel uncomfortable, but we have to go there because dating isn't always comfortable. You know, we have our laughs, and then we have our moments of divisiveness, but dating is very uncomfortable. I think if we expose the discomfort in it and ways to kind of navigate through that discomfort, I think dating can be manageable.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Like, there's room to grow, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of us feel like, all right, well, yeah, I became a better person and everything. And, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. And there's no more room for growth. And we got to be able to be uncomfortable to grow.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, because the moment we take our foot off of, you know, like we go on cruise control, we miss.
Yes.
Then we start dealing with people in a collective way.
Right.
Instead of an individual way. Because everybody's different. Everybody's going to come, you know, not everybody's going to accept how you are.
Right.
For the sake of just saying that, well, this is who I am.
So all that to say.
That was our little explanation of like where were we gone.
Yes.
But we're here. I know we're about to go on another little break because, you know, the holidays, we want you guys to enjoy your time with your families,
yes,
your friends, and with yourself.
Yes. Are we doing a show for New Year's Eve? Are we doing a show on the 28th?
That's a good question.
We'll poll you all during the week.
Yeah, I wouldn't
give
mind
us
it.
Give us time and space during the week to make a post. If you comment, then we'll make our appearance. If it's dry, like Popeye's biscuits without any butter or honey, then we will not show our face. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you, Claude. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Claude. Oh, yay. So we're gonna be.
I want to holler at you about something. I want to holler at you about something anyway, Claude. But yes,
So y'all, this week we have been talking about etiquette, in terms of tipping, in terms of dropping off battles, in terms of damn near cohabitating with your committed partner. So we're just going to dive into each topic. We're going to spend about maybe 5-10 minutes on each one. And then the people can play back and get what they want from it. And they can actually go back to our post and leave their comment as well. So you will always have a voice here at Dating University.
Always. Absolutely.
Always. The first one, it is the taking of a bottle. Yeah. Or it could be taking food, a bottle, food, anything.
So it says you meet someone, right? So you meet someone and they invite you to a friend's kickback.
Yeah.
They bring a bottle to share and then take it back with them at the end of the night. Mm. Is there a second date or no?
It's hell no. No. There is no explanation that will convince me that taking a bottle and bringing it back with you is okay. Oh, you know what? There's one exception. There's only one exception. If that host explicitly states,
go ahead, do not leave
this bottle here.
Yeah.
Take it with you. Outside of that, there is no excuse that you can give me where it is okay, y'all. That's tacky.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tacky, it's ghetto, it is cheap. It is selfish.
I mean, and I mean, honestly, I've been in situations where, you know, I've had both of those things happen where, you know, I brought a bottle, but it was already like 20 some odd bottles there. My bottle didn't get opened. The bottle that I brought. So I'm sitting up there like, here, man, take it. They're like, nah, we got enough. Or I got something that'll be like, go ahead. You know, go ahead, leave it here. It's fine. You know, I appreciate it. I don't think I've ever specifically asked for a bottle back. Like, if I bring it, I'm leaving it.
Charles, if you asked me to do that, I would be like, I would give you the blankest stare. Right. Like, are you serious? Once I purchase the bottle and I take it into that person's residence, it is theirs. I don't care what they do. They can open it and pour it out in my face for all I care. It is yours to do with it whatever you please.
And it's crazy because it's like, if that was the case, if you wanted the bottle, you should have bought the bottle for yourself and then bought something different. Like, there's really cheap liquor that you can buy. You can buy a $3, $5 or $7 bottle of wine and bring that over. But if you want to keep that nice little $35, $40 bottle or whatever for yourself, go ahead, buy for yourself.
Buy for yourself. But it's like you're going to this party, right? I don't think they're like being stingy with food. I'm sure you're eating your liquor's worth of food when you go there. So it's just like, where did you get this behavior from?
Yeah.
You raised by wolves? Were you literally raised by wolves? That's what I want to ask. Like, you okay in there?
some people feel like it's cool. Like, you know, it's like one of those things. It's like I said, like when my situations was, it's like I said, my bottle didn't get open. So you sit there like, I mean, I know me. It's just like, all right, it's here. You know, because I think you mentioned it in one of the comments of, you know, what if another kickback happens and that cuts down on the cost of purchasing liquor? That way people can either bring more food, because, you know, you can never have enough food for a party. I mean, especially if you got liquor there, you got to have something to sop it up.
Right. And it's like, everybody at this point in our life has hosted before.
Oh, yeah.
Hosting is not economically cheap. It's not. Yes. Especially if you're cooking and providing food for a group of even five or more. It costs food, drink, and liquor. especially when everybody has a different palette now. Like, people like light, people like dark, some people like Top Shelf, some people like their sheet. If I have to buy all of those bottles to accommodate those people and food and chasers,
I'm charging at the door. I'm charging at the door.
That's a lot of money. And I think we're at a time after COVID, still with inflation, we have to be cognizant that not everybody has all of that money to just shell out on everything.
For sure. Like, it was a time when you could, like, you could finance a whole party by yourself and, like, just come through, whatever. But now, I mean, you spending $200 for like $50 worth of groceries.
Right. And exactly.
It's like, damn. And I got to slave over a stove and cook. And I still got to, be a good host.
And you got to clean.
And I got to clean the bathroom because, let's face it, most people probably put a chair back and then be like, all right, y'all. I'm going to head on out.
When I host, I don't have the expectation that y'all are going to be helping me set up and clean up. Like, if y'all ask, I'm not going to turn it down, but it's also not expected. Like, that would be very nice of you, but it's not like, oh my gosh, Charles didn't help me clean up. What kind of friend is... No. Right. That's a part of hosting. But for me, as I am a guest of said host, if they say bring something, I'm going to bring something. If it's a bottle, I'm leaving it. If it's food, right? If there's leftovers, going to ask people, do you all want, before please I pack this more. Up,
yeah,
please take more. I will take all of the food out of the dish that I bought it in, and I'll put it in a different dish. Have at it. Now, whatever the host takes and whatever everybody else takes, if then there is some left over, host, do you want to keep this or do you want me to take it back?
Right.
I'm very particular with that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any for me to even take home. The goal is not to have anything to take home. But if there is, then just to save the host, you know, space in their refrigerator, they may say, take that back with you. Then I will. Yeah. But I'm not going to take the food back and not offer.
Right. That's weird.
People. Come on, y'all.
Right.
There are etiquette guides online for this.
Mm.
Google it. But also think about how you would want to be treated.
Yeah. Yeah. Like especially if you're, you know, like I said, visual hosting and everything. Hi, wife. Oh.
Hi. You're not feeling too well today. Oh, no. Feel better. Feel better, First Lady.
Oh, she's sick.
But y'all, it's really common courtesy. Like, that's the bottom line. If you take a bottle to someone's house, this is a PSA.
Mm.
If you take a bottle to someone's house,
just go and leave it.
Leave it.
And if
whether it's opened or not.
Right. Leave it. And if you, again, I'll go to the back to the point. If it's something that you really like, don't bring it. Just don't bring it because the temptation of you wanting to keep it yourself is too great. Go ahead, go buy a nice little. Listen.
All right. Here, you're about to have a live demonstration.
Like, come on. Like,
we stand behind this.
You can get something like this.
Yummy.
Is it something that's going to be open? No, probably not. Because look, it ain't even open yet.
Like I would open it. It says peach on it. I'm opening it.
You know what I'm saying? But don't go overboard. And if you want to keep something for yourself, just buy it for yourself.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to go there. People may not say it to your face if you do it. Watch this, y'all. I'm going to give y'all some free game. They're not going to say it to your face when you do it. So go ahead and take the bottle home if you want. See if you'll get invited over next time. You'll see the invitations start to dwindle.
Yeah. Yes.
Or they may invite you back if you're good friends of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But watch this. Remember when they used to offer you food when you came over?
Oh, damn.
Remember when they offered you the Top Shelf alcohol? Oh, with dang. The chaser.
Yeah.
A dessert and food.
Now you get that.
You come over, you get a glass of water.
Yes.
Glass of water with no ice.
Damn.
Out of a plastic cup. And it may have finger smudges over it already.
Oh, because it's already been washed. Because you know we black.
Yeah, we ain't even re-rinsing it out for you. You getting a bottom of the barrel treatment. So I'm just letting you know. If that hasn't already happened to you, it's happening.
Right.
I'm just letting you know. And they're talking about you behind your back.
And they're talking about you behind your back.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Exactly.
But I've seen that happen. And I've seen the host look around like. And I'll catch them.
Like, where did
they share that same? We share that same look like, yes, he or she did.
Yep, yep.
But no, truly, truly, you'll see the quality of your visits start to go down. Mm-hmm. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
When I love my friends, and I'm super thankful that they would even take the time and their resources to host me. So to help them alleviate the cost, I'm bringing something to help them. And to say, you know what, thank you. Let's partake. I'm leaving it so that you can give it to other guests or even keep it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Okay.
Mm. Okay, so let's move on to the next one.
Sure.
What would you do if you are on a date at a restaurant with a non-tipper?
Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all.
Okay, here's where we may have a divergence. I am big on service.
For sure.
I'm coming to your establishment, whether Absolutely. It's yours or you work there.
Sure.
Or even you working there, you are representative of the person who owns
the place. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not expecting, unless I'm going to like a serious white napkin establishment with a fuck, you know what I mean? But I am expecting a moderate amount of good service.
Sure. We're on the same page so far.
If I do not get said service, I promise you my tip becomes less and less and less and less. Well, have there been times where I have not tipped because service was trash? Yes. I can tell you, I was about to show enough sell the name of this one particular
Hey, we're here. Bring them out. Bring them out.
There's no need because they're closed. So that's just proof positive of.
And you're out. And you're out.
It's indicative.
Love it.
Yeah. Me and the wife, we went and the service was trash. The food was trash. Everything was trash. I got up and walked out. I was like, wife, let's go.
They're closed, so there's that.
They're closed, so that's that. But as a non-tipper, like, I don't want to tip. Would I still date a person who is a non-tipper? I'm going to say I probably wouldn't because, again, it's indicative of how they treat service industry people.
Yes.
It's a messed up system that we have here in America where tipping is pretty much the bulk of the pay of the workers there.
Mm.
You go to some other countries and there's no tipping allowed.
Mm-hmm.
They find it disrespectful to be tipping.
Wow.
So for here, yes, we honestly have some sort of responsibility that was thrust upon us as patrons to help pay the wages of the people who are working in these establishments.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to tip. So yeah, me being with somebody who does not tip, even if the service is good, even if the food is good, yeah, that's just, it says a lot about like where you are. Because I feel like you're the type of person who will, you know, talk down or be mean to people in the service industry. Like, mm-hmm. like you will look over a custodian or a mechanic or some other, you know, blue collar job. So yeah, that's my spill.
Yeah, I think for
me, Darnell says say the name.
I know. I saw that. I'm they're close. Is it a well-known place?
It's a local, at least I think it's local. Yeah, it's a local place. This was their second location, and their second location became trash. So
yeah. I guess for me, I never worked in the restaurant industry, so I don't know how tips are broken down, but you know, in some instances, somebody can have bad food and they're like, I'm not tipping. Well, it's not the waitress's fault that the food doesn't taste good. It's actually the chef who made the food. The waitress just bought it out. So you're penalizing the person that did not contribute to your bad experience. For mm-hmm. me, I'm all about making stuff right. Like, okay, I may not like my food, I'm going to tell the waitress that I don't like my food. If I don't have proper action at that point, okay, let me speak to a manager. I've never had an incident happen where I've spoken to a manager and I haven't gotten my food comped or at least severely discounted or my food replaced. I've never had that happen to me. So I've never been in a situation where I just did not want to tip altogether because the customer is always right. So I feel like in every single instance in my 38 years of living, they've always made it right. But I'm not going to sit through horrible customer service. Like if the waitress is ignoring our table and we haven't even gotten our drinks yet, I'm not even waiting to see what the food and what the drinks are like. Like, no. Bro, if this is indicative, I would leave. Like if it takes you 20 minutes to seat me and then an additional 20 minutes to give me my water, I don't want your service at all at that point. Like my stomach is growling. My tongue is dry. My tonsils probably done shriveled up. So I'm going somewhere else. So for me, non-tipping is a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker. And I'm the same way, Dre. I tip on the original. Like even if it's discounted, the fact that you're willing to go above and beyond to make sure that I'm happy, I'm going to tip you even more. At the end of the day, I didn't have to cook the food. I didn't walk back to the kitchen to deliver it to me. I literally got waited on hand and foot. So it's better than what I would have had to do at home. I would have had to cook it myself. If I would have burnt the food, I would have had to go buy more food, then recook it. Like I'm paying for the convenience. I'm tipping for the convenience. You've made my life a lot easier. Because home, I would have been slaving. My kitchen would have been dirty. I would have had to clean that up, then restart over, then take the trash out. And then what if I didn't like it still? I got to cook myself something different. I can't not tip myself. I can't get mad at myself. So I just feel like, you know, I'm paying for convenience. For those that don't know how to tip, I suggest you stay home. We're too old not to know how to tip. We're too old. And if it's not in your budget, because there's some people that complain like, oh my gosh, they included tip in my meal. Read first. So establishments put that on their menus. They put it on the table that gratuity is included.
But I ain't ordered no gratuity.
I've seen grown people get so mad. Like, how they gonna put gratuity in their service was trash? Reading is fundamental. Read. I've been guilty of putting a tip on top of the gratuity already added. I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, I ain't saying all that. I'm not saying you went above and beyond, but
no. I can count on maybe one hand how many times I've really gone above and beyond.
Oh my God, yes.
To like tip somebody really, really
oh
well.
Oh my gosh.
Because they were really, really good.
Yes.
A spot down in DC.
Oh, of course. The service is great in DC.
Granted, it was the middle of the day. It wasn't super busy. But the fact that they still were very intensive and just very engaging. Yeah, that spot comes to mind immediately.
Yeah, we had a spot downtown. I remember Derry and I first started dating. Mm-hmm. And Derry tipped the man so much, I will never forget this. Mm-hmm. And it was a Black man. We were walking out, and I looked back at him, and his eyes looked down at the receipt, and his eyes got so big, and his mouth opened.
Wow.
And I'm like, Derry, you have made this man's day. Mm-hmm. Because his service was impeccable. Mm-hmm. And for him to make that face, he must not get tipped like that often.
Yeah.
And even last night we had gone out and they had eaten. They were eating for sure. They had plates upon plates, glasses upon glasses. I mean, they easy 150, 200. Mm-hmm. And Derry and I heard the waitress say, they tipped me $4. You might at that point, honestly, if the bill is not $10, $8, and you're tipping $4, I'd rather you keep your money.
Yeah.
That's such an insult. Yeah, for me, yeah. I'm either tip me nothing or tip me well. Mm-hmm. Don't give me that. That mm-hmm. would send me off. I think I would probably walk out after them like, here, y'all, just I'm so embarrassed for you. Mm. Take it. I don't even want your little $4.
I get it. Like I said, my thought process, I am completely tied to the service aspect of it. Like, your service determines where I am with your tip.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just it. Like, I don't have a middle ground with that. Like, I won't not tip. I probably did that maybe 2, maybe 3 times in my entire life. Like, completely not tip. It's your service is dependent on how much I spend. And that's just it.
Yeah.
That's just it. I'm not asking for you to rub my feet while we're in the restaurant.
That would be nice.
That would be, oh my God. Bro, listen.
Yeah. That would be such a happy ending.
Just give me a second.
Well, No. That's what that means.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Not a happy ending.
That's another thing.
But I will be happy at the ending of the dinner. That's DU after dark. Never mind. We're going to go to the next topic, Charles. I did not mean to do that. DU after dark in 2024 is going to be really raunchy.
Oh my God, really we got to do that.
I had a ball, so stay tuned. Mm-hmm. This last one, oof.
Oof. Okay. All right. I'm gonna read the question, and then I'm gonna let you give your answer, and then I'm gonna answer.
Okay.
All right. Scenario: you are in a committed relationship, but live separately. Your partner finds themselves always at your house to the point that they're almost moved in. Do you expect them to contribute to household expenses? Should they offer?
Common courtesy. If you are at a place for the majority of the time, you are now a liability. You are using additional gas and electric. You're using up additional water. You're taking up more space. You're eating most of their groceries. Mm-hmm. It is polite. It's not a mandate, but it is polite to offer to defray the cost of something. in that person's residence. Something. Not saying going half on rent or mortgage. Not saying you're stocking up their entire fridge. But throw some money towards the groceries. Throw some, if you're taking 2 hour showers, throw some money on that water bill.
Please and thank you.
Okay. I just feel like that would make you wear out your welcome with me.
Yeah.
If you're not even trying to offer, if you see me struggling, mm-hmm. let's say I got a box of baking soda and a bottle of ketchup in that fridge. Mm-hmm. And I say, wow, sure am hungry. And you say, ah, damn.
That's crazy. Well,
you saw me scratch the back of my ear like, all right. I'm gonna head home. I hope you get that taken care of. Excuse me.
I beg your pardon.
What?
But okay, all right, no, go ahead. Continue.
But let me say, and I'm gonna say this, coochie and ding-a-ling don't count as payment. What else you offer?
You see where I'm going.
Like that's not payment for your existence in this space. It's a relationship, is a partnership. So while it's not mandated and while it's not expected, it would be nice for you to offer. That's just where I stand. Like I didn't live with Derek.
Now how good is this coochie? Not good enough.
No.
Not good enough.
I'm gonna
try to tell you.
All right. I am a lady, and I'm not gonna say the quality of said cooch, but yeah, I was at Dairy's a lot, a lot.
You were, definitely over there a lot.
Yeah, I was staying over here a lot. It was just innate in me to just offer, and he was always so gracious. Like, no, I'm still going to offer. Mm-hmm. Just because someone says no doesn't mean you stop offering. Sometimes you can take the initiative and just do. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like, you know, to be offered and accept the help. It's hard for a lot of people that I know to accept help. So instead of me just saying, hey, what can I do? I just bring food, or I send a Cash App, or I would insert favor here. I'll clean this. I'll do that. I just take the initiative. If you take the initiative to please me, I will take the initiative to please you. You scratch my back, I'm going to scratch and rub yours. That's where I am with that. Anything besides that, you're a mooch. Mm-hmm. You're a leech. Mm-hmm. You are a hobosexual, and I rebuke you to the sidewalk.
Mm. Okay. So that begs a couple questions. can women be homosexuals?
People can be. Yeah, I don't think it's gender specific.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Great. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make
I'm sure. an equal opportunist over here.
Amen. Amen. Okay. The second question. Second thing. How does, and this is a general question, but how does a man, if he has his own space and a woman is over there consistently and she's using up all of these resources, but she's giving up the booty? But the man is like, okay, yeah, booty good, but these here resources are not replenishing as fast as they would if it was just me here.
Yeah.
Is it tacky? Because I'm thinking about the world that we live in right now. Is it tacky? Is it uncouth? Is it, how does the woman say, it's giving broke? How does a man navigate that?
Fellas, if you watching, how would you handle that? I personally do not think it's tacky for a person to establish boundaries and ask for what they want. There's nothing tacky about that, especially when it comes to their stuff. It is his house. It is his resources. Her name is not on the deed or the mortgage.
Oh, I missed this whole. We gotta rewind real quick. Darnell asks, "What if the coochie is good and they take the bottle and not tip, bruh?" That is a whole. I'm gonna get to your question, Darius. Hold on. Okay.
Wait, that's a fella question. Yeah, that's for the fellas.
Wait. All right. What if the coochie is good and then they take the bottle and not tip?
I'm sorry.
But she a liability, dog. She
a headache. She a liability, but yeah. Some men, if the coochie is good, they like liability. Men like liabilities. I'm gonna be honest.
That's that damn toxic cooch, yo.
Yeah, but men be loving like that toxic cooch.
It's that cooch that's good, but it's just like, Lord, she gonna give me, like, she gonna flatten my ties when she leave the house.
I'm sure some of y'all dated the same type of woman, but the coochie was so good, y'all were like, all right, I could open
a couple of rest days. I can deal. Yeah, we all done it. We've all done it. It's weird. Yeah. Don't judge us. We were in a formal
life. No judgment whatsoever.
Darius's question, what is a hobosexual? A hobosexual is someone, male or female, that uses their natural born gifts in order to obtain residence in someone else's space without actually contributing anything of substance to that house. Mm-hmm. So they're couch hoppers to be.
Yes.
They're looking for the next thing.
Means to prevent homelessness.
A means. And most, I'm trying to tell you, some people who ain't got nothing, they got the best damn.
Let me tell you, before it gets cold outside.
Oh, you gonna know.
You will see a plethora of non-committed people all of a sudden be in a rush to get into a relationship. Love is magically in the air. And it starts with a toothbrush. It starts with an overnight toothbrush. You blink, close your eyes, open them. You see three pair of shoes in the corner. You blink again. You see they done bought a dresser's worth of clothes. You blink again. They're getting mail there. You blink twice. Now they live there. But to avoid the conversation of what are we doing with this living arrangement, they're giving you that good ding-a-ling and that good coochie. They're cleaning up. They're doing all that it takes to distract you from the fact they have now made your place their place.
Mm-hmm.
Hobosexual.
I used to deal with that too, club, when I was single.
So do men.
I thought that was funny.
Do you hide the stuff or do you throw it away? Why don't you throw it away?
I used to throw it away.
Women won't keep bringing stuff if you throw it away.
Right.
That's an easy solution.
I've seen it all. Bobby pins, underwear, long pieces of hair just slightly placed on somewhere. I'm like, bro, like, you think I'm stupid?
Throw it away. You have men that complain, like, I hate when women leave stuff.
Throw it away. I promise you.
It's
if they ever make it back over, they're not gonna, and they know that, like, oh yeah, I saw it, I threw it away.
Yeah. If a man told me that, if I purposely left like a pair of shoes and I went back and I was like, where are my shoes? I threw them away. I would never leave anything again. I would never.
And that's the thing, it's like, you know, they're trying to establish their little, you know, like their, you know, nesting, I guess, in a way.
Right. You know what you do? Provide your own toothbrush. Like, we have a guest bathroom with, like, the toiletries already there. Oh, baby, you don't have to bring yours. We already got one for you. And then when you use it, I'm going to dispose of it. Easy peasy. Got these dollar slippers from the beauty supply store? You don't got to bring your own. Slip them on.
Yo, that was my life when I was single. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That was what I did. they thought it was a weird thing, but I'm like, listen, I'm preventing a whole lot of BS.
You know what? I never saw women's things at your place.
And you never did.
I never did. And y'all, I did a show every week there, every Thursday for years. Uh-huh. And I never saw not even a chapstick.
Nope.
Not a press or nail. Nothing. Not a nail polish. Nothing. Not even a rubber band.
Nothing.
Charles, Charles is not lying to y'all. Nothing. He was not playing about that. Mm-mm. I think I left a lipstick and you called me before I even got to the car. Brent left a lipstick. I said, oh. He said, no, come get it. I said,
get it back. Get it.
Dang, you ain't let me leave it.
No, because I knew. I mean, because I was single at the time and therefore I was in a dating space. So right. There was always the possibility of someone coming by the house.
Yes.
And the last thing you want messing up with your flow.
I respect it. I came back and got it.
Wait, hold on. What? Your comment keep getting flagged. What are you saying? What are you saying in the comment?
Is it Claude? Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
It really does. What the? Oh, Lord have mercy.
We're going to have you on the next show, Claude. You got to pop in.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah, throw it away.
Yeah, I tossed everything. Like, I ain't care. What?
Yeah, Claude, we're going to have you on the next show. Just pop one at 7, like 25.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a surprise topic, so you won't even know. You got to come fresh.
Oh, he ready.
Yeah, I don't know. Homosexual, no.
Oh.
And, you know, what's sad is I've seen it happen with men and women. Like, men do the same thing. They come with that black trash bag, half full of shoes.
Are you serious?
Black trash bag, yeah.
That's a real? Wait, that's real?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a joke.
No. Women go through it just like men do. But men, it's like a textbook. It's like a textbook definition.
He ain't got no duffel bag.
It's a black hefty. Don't you know when you like rake leaves in the fall and you have that
like the contractor bags?
Yes, it's the big black one with the tennis shoes, the jeans, the sweatpants, sweatshirt, and like a button down, all in the same bag. That's what they come with. And they have some good ding-a-ling because these women be letting it. And the bag is in the living room. They don't even unpack the bag.
They live out the bag.
The hefty bag. Hefty cut the check. Because you are keeping a lot of homosexuals out here well equipped for life. Hefty. Not even the drawstring.
It's not the even the distance. It's the one with the four
yes.
tags.
Yes. It's the one you manually tie. Oh. Yes. Yes,
because it gotta be strong.
It gotta be strong and durable.
You can't keep swinging it over your shoulder.
You're there. You get it. Okay,
I got you.
Yes, it's insane.
Because you,
yeah, over the shoulder. Yep, it's the which one? The right one. Yep.
Oh my god.
They put everything in that one bag.
You might as well go ahead and get one of them Tom and Jerry stick and handkerchiefs, yo.
It's insane. Let me go through it too. No suitcase. No, Will. No suitcase. Make fun.
Oh boy.
No.
You got two pairs of Jordans, a PS4.
Yes. Yes. Because women, when we see the suitcase,
yeah,
we're like,
no suitcase like that.
Yeah, when we see the suitcase, we're already on like, wait a minute, what? You're not moving in here, but the black trash bag, it's like it gets us. It's like the okie doke. We're like, oh, that's not permanent. The suitcase is like permanent, but the trash bag is like, that may be a little temporary situation.
Right. Like, I can deal with this for.
I know, Claude. I wish I could say I disagree, but it's something.
Hell of a project. I love a project.
Ones, though. They be the most romantic ones. They can talk the pants off, the dress off. They're fighting for their life, literally. They're fighting for their home. So all the I love yous, the baby, you're the best. Babe, I love the way the sun glistens off your beautiful skin in the morning. You're just the best thing that ever happened to me. Y'all, ladies, if you see a man,
have a good day at work, babe.
Yes. Ladies, if you see a man with a black hefty trash bag, you need to watch out, seriously. And here's the thing, you need to ask them if they're super eager to come over to your house when it's cold. Hey, instead of going out, they want to come over and they come with that trash bag. You need to make sure they have an exit plan.
Like, babe, I'm a cook for you. And then it'd be like Charles, raggedy, right. It'd be some raggedy hamburger helper.
With your food. They go in your fridge, not even going to the market. No Instacart, no nothing. They use up your resources.
All your frozen shrimp gone.
All of them. And he eats most of it. You got to ask him at the end of the night, what you finna do? Don't fall, ladies, don't fall for that cooking. Ladies, please don't fall for that. Please. Look back at this show. Please.
Oh yeah. This the one right here. This the one. I'm tired of seeing y'all Virginia Tech Ultima drivers running around. Go get your car back.
He
busted.
I'm very guilty of that. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm so guilty of that in my 20s, though, my early to mid 20s. I have nothing to say. I'm gonna be quiet.
And I'm gonna look over here. Running around town, just crazy.
I know. And my thing said, "God, Brittany." Imagine a guy was driving my car to say,
"Oh, he didn't care." He threw that thing. He threw that seat way back.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Breaking all your struts and shocks.
I know. Didn't even pay for my oil change. My oil was all leaking. Didn't even fix it.
Cracked the oil pan.
Scraped the side of my car.
Oh my God. But no, the baby, that little ding was. I get that ding out. Ain't nothing in me.
I got some ding for you. All right. Oh. You know what? I give up. I got some ding for that ding for that ling. You know what, Claude? I had a 2-door Honda. I don't even want to talk to
you. Did. Oh my God.
Claude. All right, y'all. It was nice talking to y'all on Dayton University. I wasn't no nurse, though, but I had the 2-door silver Honda. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't even want to talk anymore. This is going down a very dark path. Yes. And I don't want to do this anymore. Thank God the bum I dated didn't drive. That's the one level I can proudly say I never sung to. Good
for Amen. You know.
Amen.
Hey, saving grace on something.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Not the red, the coupe. Oh my God. That's a staple, yo.
It's something about the Honda coupe. Honda coupe. Honda, cut the check for the coupes. That means we were strong, independent, and clearly.
Independently, take your ass to work.
I know.
Getting dropped off in your own car.
I know.
Jody, I get off at 4:30.
And there was a time, I kid you not, I got off at 6. He ain't pull up till 6:30.
God damn, sir. Did he have somebody else in the car?
No, he wasn't that stupid.
Oh, all right.
He's playing video games and lived 10 minutes away. He probably did. You know what? Probably did, but guess what? Live, laugh, love. What can I do now?
So we said,
I'm going to ask him. I'm still cool.
Like, did you ever have anybody? Like,
when you was that 30 minutes late that one time, did you? I don't care at this point. As long as you put gas in my car.
That's be the wild thing too.
Okay, car gas tank on E, but all tanks on me. Okay,
that'd be the wild thing. They don't know nothing about fixing, not there, nothing on the car. Oh no, I'm gonna take it to my man. I'm gonna take it to my man.
When people say that, I'm like, I might as well just total my car. It's a loss.
Please, because.
The cars are, you drop off a Honda Accord, you come back with a 62 Pinto.
He said he gonna get to it. He said he gonna do it on the arm, you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna take a minute. So he let me hold, you know what I'm saying, this 93 Escort.
Right. Okay. Okay. You might as well just hang it up. Oh, hang God. It up.
93 escort is wild.
I'm really ashamed that I had a hard to coop. I cannot believe that.
Oh, bro.
I love that car too.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
What can you inbox me with a sticker from Joe? I will confirm if I had one. If you hold inbox on, me a sticker.
Hold on.
If you inbox me a picture of what that looks like, I will confirm. Or deny. I did have stickers on my car.
You did.
I had stickers on my car. If you can't send me a picture of what it looks like.
Wait.
Do I Google? I'm going to Google.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Charles, don't highlight this comment from Drea. Ooh. Really?
Ooh.
Drea, I love you. My first interaction with her was cutting me off in the back parking lot of Security West at 9:25. I was like, who's that girl that
took my got that?
Drea, I love you. Look, I couldn't be late to work. I had to make them buckets, baby. I'm so sorry, but look where we are now. Nothing but love for you, baby. Eastern, okay, I need to see these drones. What's the Jones Junction sticker?
Hold on, I got you. Hold on. I'm about to put
if I have one, the show is over. And we're going on hiatus for a couple of weeks.
Hold on, wait.
I'm sweating. I am sweating. Does this hit?
At Eastern Lotus.
Okay.
Good job, your credit.
I didn't have a Jones. Okay. I didn't have a Jones Junction sticker.
All right.
So I feel good. But I did get my. No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I got my car from over east, but I'm not going to say it wasn't Eastern Motors.
Oh, God. No. Uh-oh, yo.
Claude really. Oh, I really went down my street today, and I don't know how I feel about that. Miller Road.
Yeah, Eastern Motors.
It was a white marsh. It was a white marsh.
Oh, man. I needed that laugh. I needed that laugh.
Dre, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
That's so cold, sorry. Yo.
That's cold. I love you so much. I love you. Oh, I love me some Dre.
Cutting people off.
Look, we had to be to work by 9:30, and they ain't play about that. It was like, if you're late, you got to take 15 minutes off. And I ain't want to do that. So sometimes you got to cut somebody off. Somebody, you got to do a little cutty cut.
Be like that. It'd be like that.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oops, I'm so sorry. But, y'all, thanks for watching us today.
Yeah, we appreciate you, honestly.
Y'all really cheered us up.
Yeah, we needed that.
Seeing y'all.
Like, we really needed that.
Tip your waitress. Tip your people. Please. Drop your bottle off and leave it there, please.
Please. And even if it's a speed bottle.
Yeah, if you at somebody's house for more than half the time, help. Help a brother, help a sister out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my final thoughts. Real brief.
And I'm ditto on it, so. Yeah.
All right. Drop any topics you want us to talk about in the next couple of weeks in our comments section, or go to one of our other posts about etiquette this week and comment a show title that you would want.
That would be great.
We got one more etiquette post tomorrow. Ooh. We will close out this one. Etiquette this week.
One. That's the one right there.
Tip your professors.
That's Whoa. The one. Yeah.
I like
that's
that.
That's the one right there. Y'all can go anywhere on our socials. Anywhere on our socials. And you will find a link to the merch store.
Love y'all.
We got hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, caps, hats, cats, dogs. We got it all. No, we don't have no cats and dogs. Please don't go to our website thinking we got cats and dogs.
I was like, we do?
I was really being facetious.
I was like, for real? What?
Yeah, but yes. If y'all want to help continue to keep this show going, which there may be a slight change in the future, we love you, but growth is growth, and growth is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So if you rock with us, you'll be able to understand.
Yeah.
But that's something down the line. That's something down the line.
Down the line, baby. We love y'all. Any more announcements?
No. Enjoy your holidays. Please be safe. Love one another. Love on yourself.
Yep.
We'll catch y'all in the new year, or maybe the couple days before, depending on how it goes.
We'll drop a post and see what the people want. We are very in tune with y'all. Mm-hmm. And if y'all want to rock out with us, we just ask if y'all want us to rock out, y'all come on the show with us. Claude, come on the show. Whoever else that wants us to do a show next week, we're going to have y'all hop on. And we're going to do popcorn topics, and you're going to come on and talk about it with us.
That's it.
You can stay the whole time if you want, or you can hop off and somebody else come on.
There it is.
Oop, there it is.
And the show would not be complete without Brittany raising the roof.
I am so corny, it kills me. So I miss y'all. We love y'all so much.
Love y'all. Yes.
Tune in.
See y'all. Peace.